Dozens of personnel from numerous police and other first responder agencies gathered to play out the scenario of a live shooter inside Frontier High School. FBI Special Agent in Charge Adam Cohen says it was important to do this drill during school hours.
You've seen that there have been many at malls, usually after hours when nobody else is around, to minimize disruption on people, on communities. We all together decided that it was probably a good idea to make it as realistic as we could, which is why you see us here today.
The drill was conducted during the morning hours, but personnel stayed into the afternoon to evaluate their performances. Among the topics discussed was the use of social media in such situations. Frontier High School Principal Jeff Sorticio.
We instruct the students to please refrain from using their cell phones, and we explain to them why. Because they could be drawing attention to where they are in the building. They could be inadvertently communicating with someone who means to do them harm. So while we ask them not to use their cell phones, not to contact their parents, not to tweet about what is going on, we're also cognizant that may be happening.
School officials say that they have drills all the time, but they volunteered to host this exercise because routines are only as good as when they need to be applied in a real situation. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.